The 10-year photo challenge. You probably know everything about it, or maybe you're hearing about it for the first time. Let me speak to Wayne Denner from waynedenner.com. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Wayne, first of all, for people who aren't across it, and I've just become aware of it over the last couple of days, the 10-year photo challenge. What is it and why are people doing it?
Well, Frank, it's a meme challenge that has been doing the rounds on social media, everything from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter and everything in between. And the idea behind it is you share a picture of yourself from 10 years ago alongside a picture of yourself from today. And that's the idea behind it. And it just gains momentum, it gains traction, and everybody just jumps on that bandwagon and they're getting on board. What's very interesting about it, 5.2 million engagements on Facebook alone over the past couple of days. I checked Instagram last night, 2.7 million pictures and images uploaded using the 10-year challenge hashtag.
What's the danger? Because you, and not you alone, but other experts in the field of social media are warning against this.
Yeah, I think it's worth pointing out at this stage, though, that there has been a statement come out from Facebook to say that this is actually no connection with them at all. It's just something that's taking part on the platform. But it's very, very interesting, and it brings us back to that very, very early point that we talked about many times before on your show, people being careful about the information that they are sharing on social media platforms. And here's a classic example where we're uploading images and we're not thinking about the data which is available within those images. There is that argument out there, and people have, you know, argued with me on social media this morning, but your social media platforms, Wayne, will already have those images. And in some cases, yes, but the difference now is that whenever those images were originally uploaded to social media platforms, those particular images were uploaded via SD cards, they were uploaded via scanners, they were maybe uploaded by dodgy digital cameras 10 years ago, which maybe didn't have the most reliable data. Now when we're uploading those images or we're re-uploading images, we have a lot more rich data that is available from our smartphones that we're sharing our information on social media. So this is very, very interesting. And again, this provides a very, very large data set of information for those particular platforms.
Give me examples of the data you're talking about, because to most people, it's just a face from 2019 and a face from 2009. So what other data is there?
Well, we know that, you know, many social media platforms now use facial recognition. We're also seeing developments in artificial intelligence. So we're going to see these types of algorithms developed more. There is a plus side to things like facial recognition when it comes to authentication from security purposes. But again, when you upload a picture to social media, there's a lot of metadata that's included within the picture. So you upload the picture, you see the visual element of the picture whenever you like it or whenever you share it. But what about the information that's in behind that picture, which can be scraped from that picture, such as that metadata, where it was taken, when it was uploaded, what device it was taken on, who else was maybe in that picture? There is lots of rich data available within this information. And this information can be pulled together, it can be analyzed, and it could be used further down the line for different purposes.
Is there any dark side to, say, a 23-year-old doing this and showing a photograph of him or herself as a 13-year-old or a 22-year-old, 21-year-old, so on and so forth?
Of course, we have that risk as well. You know, we have those risks as well in relation to data breaches and where images can end up on other websites that the person didn't intend that image to end up on. And we've seen this happen time and time again, where image content in particular and video content is actually scraped from social media platforms and ends up in other websites, in other parts of the internet, perhaps in the dark web in some instances. But those are images then of potentially young people who are now older. But those images of those young people at a different time, again, could be used against them. So it's very important. And I would say people to urge caution, particularly when you see any of these types of things gain traction on social media. Think about the data that you're giving away. It might seem like a bit of fun at the time, but let's not forget, the social media platforms would not exist, Frank, if it wasn't for our content. And our content is valuable, it's worth money, and it needs to be respected and used appropriately.
Could also probably be used as a method of bullying, a method of targeting. If you look like you look today, obviously you may have improved or you may have disintegrated. You're leaving yourself open for a serious amount of commentary on your photograph today versus the photograph of 10 years ago. And you need to be prepared for that.
You do. You need to be prepared for that. You know very well that people will comment on social media posts, people will comment on images, people will comment on people's appearance. People will also take those images then and edit those images and create further memes out of those images and post them on other places on the internet, on other social media platforms, which could cause direct harm, stress, or hurt to that particular individual, which could fall in line with harassment then and all sorts of different things. So again, people just need to be very, very careful about the images that they're uploading online, the amount of data that's available within that image, and how it can be used further down the line. 2019, we're in that era of data. Data is valuable, people's information is valuable, and we have to protect it.
But Wayne, we're all still driven by what would have been driving us 40 years ago when I was young, or 45 years ago when I was a kid. If you got your photograph in the Newry Reporter, you thought you'd achieved something because you'd won a cup at school or you scored a goal for the school team. You just loved being in the local paper. It's in the mindset of people. They want to be seen. They want to be seen on a massive platform, and social media gives them a chance to do that from the comfort of their own phone.
Alas, that is a very, very interesting point, Frank. You know, but you think about those newspapers that are around from the days gone by, the credible source of news, the credible ability of being featured in that particular newspaper or that particular media item, that still exists today for many people. You know, getting that opportunity to come on and talk on a national show or a national newspaper, that's a big, huge kudos. When it comes to social media, then, that's all being diluted down in some sense, and people are putting their safety at risk when they're sharing too much information online. They're not sure where that information is ending up and also how that information can be used against them. So my advice is very, very simple, and it's back to that advice when we talk to children and young people in schools. Be careful about the information that you're posting and sharing online. Make sure you think, because you never know where it can end up.
Finally, Wayne, did you do it yourself? The reason I ask is, we all know you're a bit of a dude. You know, you've got the hair, you've got the boy band look. What were you like 10 years ago?
I didn't actually engage in this particular challenge. No, I didn't. I whenever I seen this starting to gain traction, I thought about it, right? And I'd done a bit of research into it, and I realized pretty quickly that, you know, again, I could be putting out an image of 10 years ago and an image now, right? That potentially could be used for marketing purposes in relation to what I may have potentially looked like back then, what I look like now, the types of things that I was interested in back then, the nostalgia stuff, all that type of stuff. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to pause here because this is a marketer's dream. And I'm not going to share this because I don't know where that's going to end up.
All right, Wayne, thank you very much indeed. Listen to the man. He's from waynedenner.com. He knows what he's talking about. Or is he just a spoil sport? Do let us know what you think. Have you been taking part in the 10-year photo challenge?